My name is Michael Quinn. I'm the Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Research and Development for West Liberty Foods. In the next few minutes, I will be reviewing some suggestions on what to look for when selecting a co-packer. Looking for a co-packer can be one of the most challenging and important things a marketer can do for their business. What's at stake is your brand. If the product meets or exceeds your customers' expectations, it will lead to increased sales and future opportunities. If the product does not meet your customer's needs, it will fail, and that customer may be hesitant to choose your products in the future. A number of factors should be considered when choosing a co-packer to make sure that the end product delivers what you and your consumer want. Aside from the aspects of package and product design that determine if it will sell or not, also to be considered are the environment it will be manufactured in, the ability of the manufacturer to meet your production requirements, and the expertise to bring it all together. When evaluating a co-packer for the ability to manufacture a product to your design, you need to ascertain if they have the equipment necessary to process, package, and label your product correctly. If not, is there an interest on their part in establishing a long-term relationship that would make it financially viable for the co-packer to invest in the necessary equipment? If the infrastructure and the interest is there on the part of the co-packer, you then need to determine if they have the experience and the expertise necessary to manufacture to your exact specifications. Having determined that a co-packer has the ability to manufacture your product, a great deal of effort should be expended in reviewing the manufacturing environment and their food safety programs. Tour the facilities. Is the environment clean and well organized? Do the employees demonstrate knowledge of and practice good sanitary procedures? What type of food safety programs do they have in place? Are they at the forefront of industry from an innovation standpoint, and how do they measure their program? Does the HACCP plan have detailed control points, and does it appear to be written to deliver the proper end results? Do they allow third-party audits and customer visits? Is their recall plan effective, and is it frequently tested and measured? Ultimately, it will be your brand in the marketplace, so be sure that the manufacturer that you choose will deliver a product produced in an environment focused on food safety. Assuming that the co-packer under review has the equipment and expertise to manufacture your product in a food safe environment, you should next make the determination of whether they have the overall capacity to handle your business. Does the plant have the capacity to meet your volume requirements? If so, how much room for growth is there? If little, what kind of capital expenditures would be necessary, and are they interested? Aside from the physical manufacturing of the product, do they have the storage space available for ingredients, supplies, and finished products? How is it going to be distributed? If a planned pickup, do they have the refrigerated space to hold it if necessary? If not, do they have arrangements with an outside storage facility? Does it fit with your distribution needs? All of the recommendations discussed thus far are critical to a successful co-packing arrangement. The final area I will touch on, however, can make or break your program. Does the manufacturer under review have the expertise in its people to put all of this together and make it work? Do they provide product development assistance to design a product that delivers what you want it to, but that fits into their manufacturing environment? Does the co-packer have existing relationships with the ingredient, raw material, and packaging suppliers to facilitate the meeting of your needs? Can the organization deliver the product to the market in the time frame that you need them to? Do they have the experience to problem solve and deal with all of the issues inherent with the product startup? People with experience and the desire to help you develop the product you're looking for is a must for a successful program. Developing a relationship with a co-packer and delivering a product that meets the needs of the market is a challenge. Proper research into the co-packer is key to determine if they have the ability and capacity to manufacture the product you want in a food-safe environment, and that the organization is led by a team of industry experts who will partner with you during the entire process. Ensuring these attributes in the organization you pick will result in a successful long-term program that will allow you to expand your product line rapidly and with minimal expense.